All right, everyone, and welcome to the Cubs Spotlight, brought to you by Dr. Colley. We appreciate Dr. Colley for allowing us to bring you these Cubs Spotlights. This Cubs Spotlight, I have Maria Charcon with us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What grade are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. That's what I thought. We're going to be talking a little cross-country today. So how's it been cross-country?
It's actually been going real good. I know my times have gotten a lot better from last year.
So what is your best time so far?
So far, it's a 17:14.
Is that, like, where does that place you at in placings?
Kind of, like, in the middle, probably 20s, 30s.
That's still a lot better than I could do. So how long have you been running cross country?
All 4 years of high school.
All 4 years.
This is my fourth year.
You didn't run it in middle school then?
No.
So what is probably your favorite part of cross country?
When I'm done.
When you're done. What's your least favorite part?
All the running.
Then why did you decide to do cross country?
Because it was something that I could actually do. I found out I had a lot of endurance, and so I just stuck with it. And now it's just something I'm passionate about. It helps me relieve stress and everything, and just time to myself.
I was gonna say, do you like it? The fact that while you're competing against others, I mean, you're really competing against yourself to make yourself better, push yourself further, and see how much better you can do.
Mm-hmm. And then it's weird because during the races I find myself talking to the people I'm competing against and kind of coaching them when I should be coaching myself.
How can you talk while you're running like that? I'd be breathing too hard.
I don't know. I just like all of a sudden learn how to breathe like through my nose, out my mouth, and then I can talk like perfectly fine.
Just, yeah, I'm out on that one. So you've got to probably run a lot of different places. What has been the hardest place you've had to run?
I think it would be the first meet that we ran this year, which was at LCU Relay at the Chaparral Golf Course. And that was just like the steepest hill I've had to run. It's like steeper than May Simmons.
See, that's what I've heard a lot of people say. May Simmons is really hard. You're the first one to mention the golf course. Mm-hmm. So what about it besides the hill made it really tough?
Is that you'll be on flat land for a little bit and then there's a hill. And then you like get your momentum on the hill. And you come to another hill. There's at least like five hills, not including the steep one.
Not including the steep one. So how do you run your race? Do you run it kind of a little faster at the beginning and get out to a lead, or a little slower and then start picking people off as they get tired? How do you run your race?
I start in the back. Like I make sure I'm in the back when I start, and I start picking people off like little by little. And if I catch up to one of my teammates, I kind of start yelling at them at that point that I shouldn't even be catching up to them, that they need to be up.
Need to be a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
So do you like the coaching aspect of it, the helping people out while you're running? I mean, you've mentioned that several times. So what made you decide to do that?
I guess it's just things I wish people would have told me while I was running. And like it helps. And this is my last year, and I know most of these girls that are running, it's probably like their second or their third year, and they still have another year to advance through district to regionals and possibly to state.
So what other things are you involved in besides cross country?
I do powerlifting and track.
Powerlifting.
Athletic-wise.
Athletic-wise. What do you run in track?
I usually run the 800, and then I throw.
Then you throw. And then powerlifting. How far have you gone in powerlifting?
I've made it to regionals, and I think I placed 6th or 7th in regionals last year.
That's good. So you got a goal of getting a little farther than that this year.
Yes.
What is the most weight you've lifted?
Bench, I think I did 265. And my bench is usually, I attempted 160. I didn't get it all the way up. But 150 would be the most I've done on bench.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. So this is your senior year. So do you have plans for after you graduate?
Yes, I actually plan to go to South Plains. I was looking into their cross country team, but they're way too fast for me.
So what do you plan on doing at South Plains?
Studying nursing.
Nursing. What mm-hmm. made you decide to study nursing?
I just grew up watching my mom, and she's a LVN, and I just like enjoyed the medical field, and I have this weird fetish with blood for some reason. Like I love donating blood. I like drawing blood. I just weird.
That's just weird. You like blood? Hey, that's all right. I don't, so, I mean, it's not like it doesn't bother me, but I've donated before. It's fine. So, anything outside of athletics you're involved in?
Yes, like, I'm involved in NHS, and I'm the treasurer for that. I'm senior class president, and I'm part of FCCLA.
Senior class president, what are your duties as senior class president?
Basically just not telling people what to do, but kind of get ideas on what we need to do. We have to do our homecoming hallways, our bonfire. We have to design shirts for all our events, and like hayride and any activities that we do school-wide as seniors.
And that's all on you to help plan?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy it?
Most of the time I do.
There's times
where, like, I've told Mr. Moffitt that I think it's time I retired.
So have you been class president before, or is this your first year to be class president?
I was class president sophomore, junior, and senior year.
Sophomore, junior, so you mean you... Three terms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maria, before we get set to close out, is there any shout-outs you'd like to give anybody?
Just to my parents, my coaches who motivate me, my friends Michaela, Mercedes, and Gabriel, and Jasmine, who have all supported me throughout this whole year and throughout my athletic career and my school career.
All right. Well, Maria, we appreciate you joining us. If y'all have missed any of this interview, you can catch it online at towntalkradio.com. It'll also be shared to our Town Talk Radio Facebook page, so you can go like it and share it from there. But Maria, we wish you good luck the rest of this school year and moving forward in life as well.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.